Mishnah Yom is for Wednesday, the first day of Elul, Tavshin Pei Dalad, second day of Rosh Chodesh. Masechta Baba Kama, Perek Shmini, Mishnah Hey. Hamak Elvevim, by a person who strikes his father or his mother, Va'asa Ben Chabura, but he inflicted an injury upon them. So a bruise occurred, so he's either drawn blood or made a bruise, which is a penalty that attracts the death penalty, chas v'shalom, if he was warned. And even though he, in this case he was not warned, so they can't actually administer the death penalty, but the act itself is one that could attract a missus based in death by court. V'achovel b'chaver b'shabbos, and a person who injures his friend on the Shabbos, again, causes a chavola, which is an act that if it was done on purpose and warned, he'd be chayv misa. Potter mikula, he's exempt from damages, from paying nezek or tsar or ribuy or shavas or boishes, from all the five forms of damage normally a person has to pay. He doesn't have to compensate for any of that. Why not? It says the Mishnah mipnei shehu nidon benafsha, because he is sentenced to death by beis din, and any avera that has a chi of misa and tashlumin, potter min tashlumin, when there is a death penalty and there is payment. One administers only the greater of the punishments, namely the death penalty, and he doesn't have to pay, or his estate doesn't have to pay. In the matter of Chovel b'chaveira b'shabbos, one who injures his friend on Shabbos, so the Rambam asks the question, well, hang on, Chovel, if you injure a person, that's mekalkel, that's destroying. A person is chayv on Shabbos for acts of activity which are building or constructive acts, not destructive acts. So why would he be chayiv misa? Why is that act chayiv misa on Shabbos? By injuring a person, his friend. And the answer it gives is, says the Rambam, because he, even though it's a destructive act, but because he does nachas ruach for his yetzahara, he obviously doesn't like that person, and he feels he's achieved something by lashing out at him, by injuring him. So for him, that is called masakin. That's called constructive. In a warped sense, yes, constructive. And therefore, that would attract the death penalty had he been warned and there was witnesses for it. So therefore, it's again an act which is chayiv misa, and there is no payment to be made for any accompanying damage, for any of the nezek tzar ribu shevas or boshes. V'hachovel be'evid kenani shaloi potter mikulon. Finally, says the Mishnah, one who injures one's own Eved Kanani, he owns that Eved Kanani, he's exempt for paying damages. Why? Because even if other people would have injured that Eved Kanani, they would pay him. So really, it's like taking from one pocket and giving it into the other pocket. He's the owner of the Eved Kanani, so he has all the rights for the injuries that would occur to the Eved Kanani. If he did it himself, well, he pays himself. He's potter, basically. Mishnah Vav. Here we're going to talk about injuries which only have an impact of embarrassment. They only have boshes involved. And we're going to learn about various takonis, or various decrees that the Chachamim gave, some arbitrary amounts that they said for various acts of humiliation. Hatakel l'chaver, a person who belts his friend, he uses a clenched fist and he hit him. Some say it means he hit him on his ear. Others say that he blew, like blowing a shofar right into his ear, causing embarrassment. Noisen lo sela. He has to pay him a sela for the embarrassment. A sela is about half a silver dinner. Rabbi Yudah mer mishum Rabbi Yosef lili mone. He says, no, he pays 100 dinar. Much, much more. The halacha is not like the Tanakhama, however. Not like Rabbi Yehuda. Halacha is like the Tanakhama. He pays a seller or half a dinner. Some learn, actually, that they're not even arguing that the Tanakhama is talking about a poor person, Rabbi Yehuda is talking about a rich person. Satorai, what happens if he slapped him on the cheek? He slapped someone else on the cheek. No salam or saim zuz. He'd have to pay 200 zuz. That's the amount that the Chacham said one has to pay for the embarrassment. Lachar Yodai, if he slapped him with a back of his hand, which is even more degrading, noisen like Arba Meyos Zuz, he'll pay him 400 Zuz. Tzoram Be'oznai, what happens if he's Tzon Bozno means he pulled the fellow's ear, or others say he damaged the ear. Tolash Basaro, he pulled his hair, or Rokak Vihigia by Rokai, or he spattered him and the saliva ended up on the body of his friend. Or Havir Talisaman, or he stripped off his coat in the street. Pararesha Isha Bashuk, he took off the head covering of a woman in the market in the street. Noisan Abamoizos, for all any of these acts of embarrassment, he would be chayv to pay 400 zuz. Zehaklal, hakol lefi chavoda. This is the rule. The rule is that everything really goes according to the status of the person being embarrassed. And these amounts that we mentioned here in our Mishnah are not really something that has to be given for all cases. It's really for the top. This is the top end of the penalty. A person who is not so in a high status would not they would not have to pay such a shear. Rather, Beis Din would use their discretion. This is the opinion of the Tanna Kamma, the early Tanna, that it depends. We adopt a principle of look at the embarrassment that's caused. We're depending on the status of the people involved. However, Amar Rabbi Akiva argues, and he says, Afilu anim shebi Yisrael, even the poorest of the Jewish people. We look at them as if they were, Bnei Chorin means upstanding people of the community, that had now lost their assets. Shehem Bnei Avraham, Yitzhak and Yaakov. Because after all the Jewish people are equal. They all come from Yitzhak and Yaakov, and therefore they all deserve to get this top end of the penalty that we mentioned. There was a story with a fellow, Shepora Rosh Isha Bashuk, who had uncovered the woman's head covering in the marketplace. Boslifne Rabbi Akiva, she came demanding action from Rabbi Akiva, who said, V'chivoy liten lo abra mezuz, who decreed a punishment of 400 zuz to be paid to this woman by the man who did that. Omaloi, so the man said, Rabbi, ten lizman, give me some time to pay. Venosan Lesman, Rabbi Akiva gave him some time to pay it. Shimra, the man waited for the woman until he could catch her, Omeres al Pesach Hatzera, until he caught her standing by the front door of her property. Veshovar Sakad Bifnao, he broke a pitcher that had some oil in it, and he broke it in front of her. Oboiki Isra Shemen, there was a little bit of oil, Isra is a coin, it's a tiny little bit of oil that was left there. Gilsa Esraisha, she promptly undid her hair and and she scooped up a little bit of oil that was on the ground there in the palm of her hand, and she put it on her head with a little bit of oil that she was able to scoop, Omanachas Yadal Resha. And she smeared the oil into her hair. And this man who did this, who planned this, had witnesses to watch it. Hamid Allah ate him to see what she does with the oil. In other words, he wanted to show that this woman was not at all embarrassed about having her hair uncovered. And there's no way that he should pay 100 zuz. Because look, you can see that she has... she has no embarrassment, no shame uncovering her hair in the public area and skipping up a bit of oil. Obol lefnei Rabbi Akiva, this matter came before Rabbi Akiva, the man came to for Rabbi Akiva, and he said to him, Rabbi, lozoyani nois naba mezuz, for such a woman I have to pay 400 zuz. If for a little bit of oil she was embarrassing herself, humiliated herself to uncover her hair, that shows that she doesn't really care so much about that. And you want me to pay 400 zuz? Amale Rabbi Akiva said back to this man, Leo Marta Klum, what you said has no validity at all. Hachovel Abatzmai, because even though a person who injures himself, Afal Pishen Rasho, even though he's not allowed to injure himself, in fact he's called a sinner, like the Nazir who pained himself by not having wine or took upon himself this Nazirus. But nevertheless, Potter, he's exempt. He's exempt from a punishment of Beis Din if he do it to himself, he injures himself. But nevertheless, Acherim Shechov L'boy, if other people do it to him, Chayovin, they'll be guilty, they'll be Chayiv. And similarly, if a person cuts off his plants, his saplings, he's not allowed to do it. It's Bal Tashchis. He's not allowed to destroy your own property either. But Potter, he's exempt from paying. Who's he going to pay? It was his own things. And nevertheless, if other people cut off his plants, they'll be chayv to pay. And the same thing it is with embarrassment. Even the person who might think nothing of embarrassing himself. Nevertheless, if other people did it, they'll be chayv to pay according to what the Chachamim have established. Anyway, the halacha, as we said, is not like Rabbi Akiva. The halacha is we take into account the status of both the person doing the embarrassing, the mevayesh, and the misbayesh, and the status of the person who is being embarrassed.